Blog Talk Radio.
Check 1, 2.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. Thank you so much for hanging in there with me. You know, I've been under the weather, you know, for the past month, actually probably starting this year, right? My health was really getting in the way, stress at my previous job, and just a lot of things going on. It really, really has made me sit back and reflect on, you know, how important it is to take care of your physical and mental health, you know. So I'm going to talk about that pretty frequently, especially on this show. Just take care of yourself. Love yourself. Listen to your body. If your body's telling you something's just not feeling right, pay attention and try to figure out what it is. I just found out this past week that I had walking pneumonia. You know, I've had this cough ever since I got out of the hospital, and it just wouldn't go away. But, you know, when you have a cold, it's like, do you rush to the doctor, really, because you have a cold? You know, and I think I kept just thinking that it was going to go away and go away, and it just was not. So finally, with the pressure from my daughters, I went into the doctor and found out I had walking pneumonia. So, yes, I'm on all these medications. I'm at the end of that stretch, so after this weekend, I'll be done with the medications for walking pneumonia, and hopefully, you know, we'll be pretty healthy, you know, come next week. I've been really, really tired, too, really tired this year, and realized that, you know, stress was taking a toll, so I resigned from my job in February, had a heart attack scare Palm Sunday weekend, and ended up in the hospital, came out with a cold. And it's just amazing. It is amazing what life can do to our body, you know. Thank God Mariko and Monica and I, we started kind of, and Brittany, my daughter Brittany, and Tamiko, actually, if I think about it, you know, kind of all started eating healthy in 2012, you know, more fresh fruits, more vegetable, more water, less red meat, if none, and just kind of, you know, really, really paying attention to what we're putting into our bodies. And so that kind of started in 2012. That's something I need to continue going into this year. But the thing that I need to add is exercise. And I'm not a very physical person. I'll just keep it real with you. I'm not a very physical person. So I got a membership, you know, thanks to my daughter, Mari, to LA Fitness. And so maybe this week I'll be able to get out, you know, with the pneumonia and everything. That was pretty hard, you know, because I've honestly spent a lot of time in bed. But, you know, going to get, you know, see what I can do, really push myself. So encourage me, okay, because I really, really need it, especially when it comes to something like that, because, you know, I've just honestly have been the one to sit on the sidelines and cheer, you know, the physical athletes on and not be one to necessarily participate. But you know what? Let me get into playing some music. I could just ramble on because I am feeling better, and I feel very, very passionate about taking care of one's mental and physical well-being. But I want to play a song. And normally, I don't play Patrick until the end of the show. But if you know me and you've followed me for a while, a dear friend of mine, Patrick Domino, passed away from lung cancer. And yes, he was a smoker. I don't know, honestly, if that's what caused it. But, you know, I think there's a good chance that we could assume so, right? And he let me know shortly after he was diagnosed. He came into my life and he let me know that he had been diagnosed. He was so positive through the process that, you know, he he kept telling me that he was going to get better and he was going to continue making music and all of that. But the one thing that I appreciate about him, oh my goodness, such a positive outlook on life, such an appreciation for love and beauty and music, and so supportive of who I am and what I'm trying to do with Flava News. So I'm going to start out today's show with Baby Baby by my dear, dear friend, Patrick Domino.
Oh,
Good morning and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. You just heard the sounds of Patrick Domino with his piece, Baby Baby, going into Ava Lamert with Flow On and closing out that set with Paris Tune, Mother's Favorite Child, and featuring Morris Allen with Should Have Been. I hope you're doing well this morning. Oh, it's going on afternoon some places, right? I hope you're doing well this afternoon. It is kind of a gloomy day here in Seattle, Washington. We've been having, like, heavy, heavy rains. You know, this is springtime. oh, excuse me. That was a horrible cough, huh? A few weeks ago, well, actually, I guess when I came out of the hospital, one of our family members came over and mowed the grass for us. And it was cool. It looked beautiful. And the grass really wasn't in a bad state, right? But I swear, as soon as Mikey mowed the grass, all of a sudden, dandelions appeared. I really almost want to take a picture of how the grass looks with these dandelions, but it's just, like, horrible. And we live in the cutest house, you know, but these dandelions are killing me, so I don't know, and it's more than what you can go out with one of those dandelion pickers and pull, so I think we're going to have to get some kind of, unfortunately, chemical or something to get out there, because, yeah, that's just so not cute. But anyway, yeah, it's kind of a gloomy day here in Seattle. Definitely when the sun comes out, it just, I don't know, there's something about the sunshine in Seattle just makes people feel good. And I live in Skyway. I'm just going to put it out there. I live in Skyway, South Seattle. I really love living out in this area. I know sometimes this area gets a bad rap, you know, but I live in the good part of Skyway. And we finally got a grocery outlet. We didn't have a grocery store. It had closed down years ago. And we finally got a grocery outlet, and I tell them every time we go in there, we are so happy you're here, because otherwise we have to go into Seattle, or we have to go into Renton, not that that's far away. But just to have a local store, you know, that's just, you know, minutes away is wonderful. And guess what? They're having an event today. Started at 8 o'clock this morning with free coffee and donuts and different things. They've got a contest going on where you can win prizes. They're going to have entertainment this afternoon, dollar hot dogs, you know, all this stuff. So actually, I'm going to try to get up to the grocery outlet this afternoon and check out what's going on. I don't know if they're going to have a stage, a tent. I don't know, because it's not like a big store that they could really set up an event in, right? But I like that whole idea. You know me. Well, Jay says slave. You know, you can go talk to them and see what's going on and whatever. So definitely I'm going to try to make some connections, because you just never know. You never know what direction something may be able to go, you know, when you make connections with people who understand and support the arts of your community. So anyway, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be feeling better. Thank you so much to everyone who has put, you know, thoughts and prayers out there for me. I believe in the power of prayer. And, you know, slowly but surely my body is healing. And, you know, I trust and believe that I will be 100%, you know, here very, very soon. Because I've got too much work to do. And, you know, it's been really hard for me to lay back and not do any work. But, you know, of course, I've still been doing some things. And I made it out last week to the Hard Rock. Can I just tell you that it was a great, great experience for me. And I'm glad that I went, you know, even though I was under the weather and didn't get out and walk around too much during the event, you know. But I did some, and I met some Facebook friends. So shout out to Gariel and Erica and who else? Dame Burf, you know, and some of the other artists, and just people, you know, that I had not ever met in person. So I'm so glad that I had the opportunity to get out to the Hard Rock Cafe and support my people. Of course, my family, Black Stacks, perform. Felicia Loud and J.C. Cage. Silas Black wasn't able to attend that particular event, but they did a great job. I have videos. Yes, I do. I have to wait for permission to release those. But E. Pruitt, I met E. Pruitt and his band, amazing talents. And I really wished I had recorded the very end of their set, because he went into just some, you know, old school, you know, funk, and it was fun. It was really, really fun. And then, of course, Clientele performed, and I loved it when Todd, you know, walked through the audience singing on the mic and all of that. It was wonderful. The place was, you know, packed, you know, standing room only, but not where it was uncomfortable. Can I tell you that it's a diverse crowd, from ages to ethnicities, from people, you know, wearing jeans, not necessarily sagging or all of that, you know, but more urban, to people actually in suits. And I have a few pictures up. I didn't get as many as I wanted to, but I have a few pictures up of, you know, the crowd and all of that, just to show that diversity that came out for this event. And it went from jazz, funk, you know, pop, you know, hip-hop, soul, and it was a great experience. There was a special guest that came up from California, Sydney Renee. She was absolutely amazing. I'm sorry that I didn't connect with her, but it was a great event. It was really, really a great event. So, again, although I wasn't feeling well, I'm so glad that I was in attendance of that particular experience. Now, I do want to put it out there, May 23rd, Black Stacks is going to be performing at the Triple Door. Triple Door is a beautiful venue, and it's in support of an amazing project in school, which is called Taft Academy. So more information will be coming in regards to that. But let me jump into another song, and I see my sister has called in, so I'm going to bring her in after this song. I'm going to play a track. This is a new artist who's come my way. Her name is Carol Dubok, and this is Smile. Carol Dubok. Let me click on this link and bring my sister in. I'm so excited that she called. Good morning. Good afternoon, Monica Monet.
Oh, good morning. Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am feeling better. I'm at the end of my medications for this walking pneumonia, so I'm not coughing as much as you've been hearing me cough in your ear, but I'm doing better. So you had a show last night, right?
Yes, I had a show last night.
And how was that?
I really enjoyed myself. It was Pride Fest 2013. It was a great show. I saw a lot of dancers and, you know, drag queens and I love their community as well. They support so amazingly. So I had a great time.
Wonderful. I know I meant to send you a message to wish you a great show, and I knew that you'd have fun. I I love the picture of you and Love Rains, because, you know, I know her in person, and so I know that you guys are good friends, and I'm like, you know, just to see two people I know in Jacksonville, Florida, you know, in a picture, that's pretty cool
yeah.
for me.
Yes, I just talked to Love Rains, so when I come back to Seattle this year, she's coming with me, so this is going to be terrible.
Nice. Yeah, I think we need to do a spoken word R&B soul event.
Yeah.
I think that would be, yeah, because she's an amazing spoken word artist. So, and really, really active out there in Jacksonville in doing what it's called artistry, right?
Artistry. She mentored kids at a middle school, and she does so many things. She mentor kids. Well, she actually does something in UNF, which is a university here, where, you know, a lot of kids that are, you know, accepting that they are gay or lesbians or whoever it is, they have some of that support so that they don't have to go through, like, suicide or depression, you know, whatever, if they're not going to accept it. So she does a lot of things for the community, you know, because we're all people, first of all. You know, everything, we all are human beings, we're people, and we need to be treated with respect and love, you know, so.
Right.
I bit up to Love Rains. He's an amazing, amazing person that's filled with love, you know.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a beautiful thing when artists can take their creativity and use it towards, you know, some of the social issues, you know, that are going on. I know that one of the things that you and I have talked about is that you have a real strong interest in creating some tools for young women, you know, and whether it's mantras that they can read and look at every day or, you know, music that just helps them, you know, understand and embrace, you know, life struggles or heartaches that they can go through, but that, you know, in the end, you know, you can have a rebirth. And so, you know, I was thinking about it. It's, you know, almost been about a year since you've been out here in Seattle, and we had that opportunity to experience you. And like I've told you many times, there are people that can't wait for you to come back and are asking for you to come back and all of that. But I think that, you know, your music really speaks to all people. But I guess I would say, you know, especially women, you know, because you know, we can go through this emotional roller coaster within ourselves and what it is that we want out of life and what we want out of relationships and intimacy and all of that. And I think the beautiful thing is that you allow us to feel, you know, and own what it is. And then, in a sense, at the same time, you empower us. And I don't know if that's what your thought process, you know, was when you write your music and decide what you're going to put together on an album, but I think Simply Beautiful definitely did that.
Yeah, I think Simply Beautiful, that particular CD, it was my rebirth as well, from hardship and relationship issues and just believing in myself and just having, as people, no matter what you do in life or what character, you know, what status you are, first of all, I always say, you know, we're people first, we're human, so we're going to go through some things. But the most amazing thing is if you push through the hurt, it's just amazing rebirth. You know what I'm saying? To
sit
there. And just like with any pregnancy, any woman knows with having a baby, there are contractions. And that's not true. But the after effect is a beautiful baby. You know what I'm saying? That's how.
Right.
At it.
No, that's a great way of looking at it, right?
You got to go through some contractions in life.
Right.
About it. Just keep pushing.
Okay, I think you need to put that in your next song.
You know, the next album is so, I took it, you know, I was telling you about it, I took it so R&B, you know, but I didn't lose the messages that I like to give people. You know, but I did take it R&B, very R&B, but I'm loving it.
Okay, so then I'm going to ask you this question. This is going to be me being a little bit ignorant right here. Okay, so you know how genres are defined differently, right? So in my mind, sometimes it's a little hard to differentiate between pop, R&B, neo soul, and soul. So when you say you're going to go more R&B, you're saying what?
Basically what I'm saying, first of all, I think all of the music is just a soul music, but they have everything so boxed off that you can do soul, but it may be contemporary soul or R&B-ish or neo, like neo soul. It's like basically the tracks, I feel. You know, the stuff that I'm doing now, when I said more R&B-ish, it's more of an up-tempo. You got the beats going. You got the people that want to move, like, more soulfully. You may have a lot of more piano, a lot of more strings, you know, guitars bringing it back. But what I'm doing now is basically, like, straight, like a hip-hop beat. Like, I'm singing on hip-hop beats, but I got free stuff in there. So it was more like what you would hear, like a Rihanna sing or a Beyonce sing, straight, like, this really mainstream R&B. And I think the reason why I did it was because I was feeling the songs to do it. Everything with me have to be a feeling emotion for me to even do it, or what I'm feeling. As you know, I write on my life, everyday life.
Right.
Gravity, a lot of people listen to Gravity and they said Gravity healed them, but Gravity healed me too. You know, that's my own testimony. So
sure.
It basically healed me too. So I'm hopefully to reach more of the younger age and just empower young women that way, you know, because sometimes you can't give a baby meat. He has to drink milk first. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to don't do that. I want to, you know, I want them to have an opinion or to choose what they want to listen to. So I'm bringing it somewhat on that level as well, but still giving my message that I want to do it.
Okay, I understand that. No, but, you know, it's funny because we talk all the time. But I don't think we necessarily have had this conversation. So that's, you know, I definitely appreciate the direction that you're going in. And I think that, you know, I think that all artists really need to think about what it is that they want people to experience out of what they create. And I also think they need to be aware of who they want to try to target. And I would love to see, you know, art go in a direction that kind of, you know, targets and uplifts our youth because of the struggles that, you know, we're going through. I mean, it seems like our country continuously goes into some form of crisis, you know, and this past week was definitely the Boston Marathon bombing and the explosion, you know, down in Texas and, you know, senseless, you know, killings and everything. And I think that, you know, I saw somebody post on Facebook the other day, you know, how we used to watch, you know, certain shows on TV or certain cartoons on TV when, you know, I was young and I'm 52 years old, where, okay, maybe there was some violence in it, but it didn't mean we went, you know, out and acted on, you know, the violence that we saw. And, you know, nowadays, I think that the way that we experience what we see and hear is so much different than when, you know, we were a child or a young person. And I don't know necessarily what the change has been. I don't know if we're desensitized now to what we see and experience in the media.
I think it has a lot to do with it. The media we watch, because we are sponges, our brain are sponges. I can wait and remember something I saw like a year ago. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Eat yourself negativity or hatred. Or, you know, or whatever they listen to or read or watch, you are beginning to act that same way. And everyone has this saying that says you only live once.
Mm-hmm.
I said, for me, you only live once is not true. You live a lifetime. You live forever because of your energy and your seeds that you have throughout in the universe will continue to grow, and people will continue to eat from the fruit that it bears. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I like to say, you know, and I know everybody goes through the ups and downs. Like me and Love Rain were talking about this on our way back from the show that we did last night. And I was like, we are bigger than who we think we are. You are bigger than Lady Flavor. You're bigger than, you know, Lady Flavor Radio, because think about the people that you're touching, the people's lives that you're changing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Your feet are bigger than the person that who you are. I'm bigger than Monica Monet because once I'm gone, dead and gone, my music will live forever. So, no, I don't live just once. I live forever through the seeds that I throw out into the universe. And I think a lot of people don't understand the power and impact that music, entertainment, television, and all of this has on the world. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just as this give. I just think of choice. You know, I can't tell a person how to live their life. I only can live my life, me. You know what I'm saying? But not that I can't tell a person what makes me happy or what what does it.
Right.
Talk that all the time. But however they choose to live their life, that's their life. But give people options. You know what I'm saying? I feel like options, you know. But I just feel like you can live a lifetime. Yeah.
And I think that, I also think that, you know, you lead by example, too. I think it's one thing to talk about things, you know, but I think that when you lead by example and you live your life a certain way, you know, people pay attention to that. And, you know, one of the things that I've come to realize, and it's been a little bit of a struggle of mine, you know, in music that I hear or art that I experience from some artists, and then you get to know them on a different level, and it's so not reflective of who they are in person. And I do struggle with that sometimes, you know. But I think that, you know, when you say some things, you know, and you live the same way of what you speak of, I think that speaks volumes. And I think that artists have, like you said, are much more powerful than you even know, because through your art, we experience life and we can play into it. So what we hear, what we see, what we feel, what we smell, all of that, you know, comes from you to us, you know, and touches those sensories. Monica, I've got another caller on the line, so I'm going to stay on the line with me and I'll bring them in.
Okay.
All right, caller from the Bay Area, 415. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House.
How you doing, Lady Flavor? This is Mr. Basic.
How are you, Mr. Basic?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm very good. So what's going on with you, my friend?
Oh, nothing much. Everything is just slow and steady, trying to, you know, do this music thing and get to the next level and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So how are you doing?
I am feeling much better. I am starting, you know, I really believe that my body is on the road to recovery. And, of course, as soon as I say that, I want to cough in your ear, and hopefully I don't. But, Monica, this is Mr. Basic out of the Bay Area, and he's a hip-hop artist down there.
All right, nice to meet you.
How you doing, Monica? You too. Nice to meet you. How you doing?
Maybe one of these days you guys will actually meet, you know, because you know that Erica Reed wants to bring you down to the Bay Area, and that's where, and Mr. Basic is a buddy of Miss Erica's.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to meet you soon.
are you from Seattle, too, or?
No, she's in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's one of the artists that I work really, really closely with, and I had her out here last March to do her album release. And so, but I know that, you know, we're in some talks, and possibly we'll get Black Stax and Monica Monet down into the Bay Area sometime in the near future.
Right. Yeah, I'm always out
and
that
I'm
way
still,
every once in a while, too. I'm always up in Seattle, so, you know, shout out to Seattle.
So do you have family up here or something, or what brings you up to Seattle?
Well, I do have some family up there, but I usually go in and out of Seattle every other, you know, here and there and stuff throughout the year. I just like it up there naturally. I mean, I've always, you know, had a thing about Seattle since I was a kid. I almost moved up there and stuff and everything a long time ago.
Okay.
So I was supposed to move up there, but, you know, life happened, so I ended up staying out here. And so I just go back and forth from up there, just hanging out and kicking in with a couple people or whatever.
Well, I'm sorry that I missed you the last time you were up here, because I think it was during a point when I was really getting sick and having health concerns and stuff. And so, I'm sorry that I missed you, but.
Oh, no. Health is important. That's priority. So take care of yourself.
Definitely I've learned that. It's funny, you can talk about health all the time and eating right and exercising and, you know, taking care of, you know, mental well-being and all of that. But I think that you really don't get it until you're, like, in the middle of it. And if you're able to even pay attention to say, you know what, I don't want to feel like this anymore, and what do I need to do differently, you know, to be healthy. And so it's definitely something I am much more in tune with than I ever have been in my life. And Monica and I talk about this all the time, that, you know, there's just so much work to be done and the importance of being healthy, you know, to do this work. And so, so why don't I just ask that question, since I have both of you, you know, on the phone. What do you think when it comes to health, and I'll ask you first, Mr. Basic, what do you think that when it comes to health, the importance for an artist to maintain, you know, their health and mental well-being?
It's very important. It's very key, because, like, I don't know. I know a lot of artists out here out this way, you know, they pretty much abuse themselves. You know, I see that on Instagram, they post up all these pictures of them and all this fast food, and you know, they think it's good though for them, and heavy drinking and drugs and all kind of stuff. It's like, that's not, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're getting caught into a certain lifestyle, or I don't know what it is, but it's just, you know, for me, health is very important. I mean, you know, you can have your fast food every once in a while, I guess, but I think it's all about also moderation too.
Mm-hmm.
And exercising and all that. And so I try to exercise and drink. Well, all I drink is water anyway, besides beer. And then wine. But, yeah, every once in a while I have some beer and wine. But, water, all of the fruit, all that, you know, is important. Vegetables, you know, some people, I guess, they just take it for granted, I guess. They don't care too much about, you know, I guess they're not thinking about how they're eating. They're just like whatever, and just keep eating and eating all that stuff and everything. But when you're doing this music stuff and everything, it can take a toll on you, because, I mean, especially if you're constantly like there's nights where I've barely gone to sleep and all that and stuff, but you know, and then feel a certain way, you know, like, you know, a few days later, like, you know, my chest starts feeling all like, ooh, like you get that feeling in your chest, like, ooh, I need to just rest and just lay it down, you know, for a second, and just take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's totally important, your health. It's totally important.
So, Monica, what do you think about that? Do you think, for artists, you know, your thoughts on healthy living and mental well-being and all of that?
First of all, I can say that I struggle with it, because I think it's something that is learned from a child up. If you never give your child candy, they don't know how candy tastes. You know, they may do when they're old, but if you feed them fruit and vegetables, that's what they're used to, then that is something that is embedded in them. So it's nothing hard for them. But if you grew up like on ramen noodles and you know the candy junk food or what have you, not that my mom wasn't a good mom because she cooked meals, you know what I'm saying? It's just that we were never told not to eat so much of it because, you know, McDonald's, the Big Macs, the Whoppers. Now that I'm in my 30s, it's like it's not an overnight thing. You know what I'm saying? You can't just stop them. But it is something I think is learned, and I think it's something that as artists, you, first of all, if vocals, one thing to get your vocals prepared is cardio. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can be able to speak and dance and run a stage without giving out of breath and still hit high notes. So I do vocal classes, and the one thing, you know, some vocal classes or I do vocal lessons, one thing I tell them, you know, water and cardio is going to help your vocals to endure more. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just, every day is, I try to make the right decision every day. As you know, I love my cheesecakes, and I make the bomb cheesecakes. I feel like it does. Me personally, I make the bomb cheesecakes. Philadelphia cream cheese is my friend, you know. But also, I tell myself, you know, I got to talk to myself. It comes to the point to where I stop drinking sodas. You know, I do like the Crystal Light thing. So I'm every day I just try to make the right decision. You know, so that's something I struggle with, but it's important because if you're going from city to city, weather is changing, and you performing every day, then you're partying, and after the fact, your body has to be conditioned in doing that. It's not going to uphold that type of lifestyle without you getting your sleep and your exercise and your water intake. You can't drink a lot of alcohol and don't flush it out your system. You're going to mess up your kidneys, you know, your liver. There's different stuff like that, you know. So I just feel like, you know, me to give that advice is that I think for any artist that's listening and have the problem, same problems I have, I think it's an everyday process. But if you want to change, then change there for you. It's up to the individual.
You know, it's funny because I never really thought about it. You know, I've been thinking about health and well-being because of my own health issues. And I know, Monica, I said early in the show before you even had called in, I talked about the fact of, you know, how you and I kind of started on a road of eating healthier in 2012. And you know, kind of cutting out, you know, meat and doing more vegetables and fruits and, you know, just making healthier choices, which made it easier going into 2013 when the real health issues started hitting for me. But I would imagine not, you know, I can't speak as an artist, but I guess as somebody who works diligently and passionately in supporting artists, that I would imagine when it comes to especially performing artists, you know, it's got to be important in how, you know, how you take care of your body and your mental well-being, because that's pretty exhausting, you guys being on stage. I don't know how you are, Mr. Basic, but I can tell you Monica Monet works the stage. The girl, she's like, you know, 6 foot and throws on some stiletto heels. And she will drop to the floor and come right back up. You know, I mean, it's just like she just works the stage. Her head is moving all the time and stuff. She makes me tired just watching her, you know. And so just even in that, putting on a performance. And then like last week and at the Hard Rock up here, there's an amazing guitarist, Walter Finch, who I've known for many, many years. He actually performed through the whole night. He performed with the first band, which was with the E. Pruitt band. Then he performed with Clientele backing up Black Stax. And then he performed with his band, Clientele, alone at the end of the show. He performed the whole night. And I'm 52, so I want to say that he's, you know, maybe about 56, maybe. So he's not young, right? And, you know, and I know that he just is playing guitar, but I think even in doing that, you know, that can, you know, take energy out too. And he was just amazing throughout the whole night. The other thing is I remember watching Oh my gosh, help me out. What was the show? You know, with oh gosh, I want to say Chili and when they were trying, When they were trying, when they were trying to find somebody, a third person to sing with them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And how they made them girls get on the treadmill and run on the treadmill singing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thought, you know, I thought, yeah, if you want to be a performer, you really do have to be able to sing while you're moving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And never thinking about what does that mean. Because I'll be honest with you, Monica and Mr. Basic, it disturbs me when I hear somebody breathe when they're doing a piece. You know, like hip-hop artists that do that, like, that long run and you hear the, you know, take that breath. That's so disturbing to me because that just throws me all off. Or somebody who's singing and they take a breath that you can hear. I think there must be a way that you breathe where people can't hear you breathing when you do your piece. But it's like, you know what? You really need to listen to what you're doing because that breath is not cute to me. Now, that may be just me that's disturbed by all of that. But I think that, you know, has to do with, you know, your oxygen level and how much, you know, you like Monica said, cardiovascular, you know, exercises and being able to work your vocals too. I think that's really, really important. So, I'm glad, I guess I would say, I'm glad that both of you, you know, think that it is important when it comes to, you know, being an artist. And I think with aging, like Monica said, when you're introduced to it younger, even if it's as a young adult and you make a conscious effort to live a healthy lifestyle, it definitely will help you when you're older. And I think longevity is what we all want to live. Of course, you as an artist, what you create, if you create something that's substantial and something that really grabs people, that's your legacy, you know, and that will live on way past your own life. But I think longevity and healthy living, you know, is something that's really, really important. Now, I'm not sure, Mr. Basic, if you've ever heard Monica's music. So I'm going to jump in there and play one of her tracks, and then I'm going to play one of your tracks, too.
I'd like to hear her music,
And Monica is my grandbaby's Auntie Momo. So if you ever hear me talk about Auntie Momo, this is Monica Monet. And I have pictures. When this song came out, I have pictures of my grandbaby singing this and videos and everything. So I'm going to play her single, Gravity, off of Simply Beautiful.
Okay.
Can't be easy. gravity keeps me down. I'm trying to stop crying, but gravity keeps forcing my tears to the ground.
Monica Monet with her single Gravity off of her Simply Beautiful CD.
I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like that.
She can kind of sing a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I thought it sounded good. I mean, I never heard it before, so I liked it, yeah.
It's so funny because Monica and I have known each other for a few years now, and I kind of look at her as a songbird or something, because so many times in conversations that we have, I don't think she realizes that she does it. She starts singing, whether it's her own music or somebody else's, right? And she doesn't finish a song, but it's just like in middle conversation she starts singing or whatever, and so... I guess I'm kind of spoiled in that sense that, you know, I get to hear her, sing pretty frequently. So now I'm going to play Music by Mr. Basic.
Okay, let me see. Let me hear.
Yeah, what's up? It's your boy Stir Crazy, a.k.a. Mr. Spitz Daily. And I'm with my homeboy, Mr. Basic. And we in the studio right now. We getting real funky on this music. But we got somebody else in the studio, you know what I mean? We got IMF.
What up, y'all?
My partner in crime, my partner in rhyme.
IMF.
And we about to talk about this music. So just sit
with
back
that,
and enjoy. If music is a lady, rap must be a thug, because everything I hear now is murder and drugs. What happened to the love and us being positive? You got one life. Stop this shit and being negative. We go dummy in the land where it's sunny, where you gotta spit ill raps and your shit better be funny. It better be cunny or keep your ass in the house. Music dying hella hard. We lost Amy Winehouse. R.I.P. to the dope MCs, the ones that couldn't be here. Somebody pour out some beer. It makes me shed a tear the way the game done changed. These lames done blown up off that YouTube fame. What a shame, but I ain't trying to knock they hustle. They want to be CEOs like a young Russell Simmons. You got your blessings, now it's time to be given. Thank God for the music or I wouldn't be living.
Music, where would I be without the music? Turn it up and let me hear it. Wanna get lost in the beat. If you're down with music, then you're down with me.
Music, where would I be without it?
Music,
where would I be without it?
Music,
I just can't live without it.
Music.
In the bay, we stay maxed and relaxing. If we see some honeys looking for some action, we acting. We don't sit around waiting, homie, we make it happen. Why you think we pouring out our heart and soul when we rapping? I remember way back when, the days of back then. I must have been 10. I would skate and bump ticks with young friends. A bunch of young M's, bumping young M. See, on the streets, I would meet with my cousin. A fight broke out, no doubt we would jump in. Try to break it up and get punched and then jumped in. Kids would gather at the neighborhood functions. The rec center after hours, curfew was nothing.
20 years later, still in the same hood. Some homies don't stay in touch, but I wish they would. It's all good, we all got something in common. Love for the music, the reason we rhyme.
Music, where would I be without the music? Turn it up and let me hear it. Wanna get lost in the beat. If you're down with music, then you're down with me.
Music, where would I be without it?
Music,
where would I be without it?
Music,
I just can't live without it.
Music,
so let me
I always had a passion for this life ever since December time of 92. Sporting Walkmans from the Sony line. Pocket full of tapes, rock pop with red vines. Hanging at Fashion Island in Pier 39. Yamaha sequencer, Roland's and Casio. Jamming with my uncle Pacifica out to Matteo. Music Landstar, Leopold's Brass Beating, Camelot, Amoeba spinning every time I had the music. Meeting artists from the west to the east. E40 Company, Flow, Rap, Taz, Mob D. Mr. Goat, Helter Skelter, the Rose family. Black Seeds, the Lake, West Coop, Nothing, IMP. Promoting for folks from the No, L-I-M-I-T. For MB, this was all meant to be. From God sent to me. Now I spit it simply. Late to beat pimply. Bump it instantly.
Music, where would I be without the music? Turn it up and let me hear it. Wanna get lost in the beat. If you're down with music, then you're down with me.
Music, where would I be without it?
Music,
where would I be without it?
Music,
I just can't live without it.
Music,
so let me tell you about it.
Music, where would I be without the music? Turn it up and let me hear it. Wanna get lost in the beat. If you're down with music, then you're down with me.
Music, where would I be without it?
Music,
where would I be without it?
Music,
I just can't live without it.
Music.
All right, that was music by Mr. Basic. I've got Monica Monet and Mr. Basic live.
I like it. It's very positive. I like the concept of it. I like the groove of it. Good work. Nice job. I like it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Really
nice. I know that Monica. Huh? You know, it's so funny. I was
lab one these days.
You never know,
yeah,
Monica
yeah,
Monet and Mr. Basic.
Oh,
you never know.
Yeah.
That can happen. That's not impossible.
So Monica
yeah.
has
you
worked
know,
with. I'm sorry. Go ahead, honey.
No, you go ahead first. Go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, you know, Monica has worked with several, you know, hip hop artists, and you know, she even got in the recording studio when she was here in Seattle with Black Stacks. Yeah, we're crossing our fingers that piece comes out sometime here in the future. Hint, hint. But, you know, it's interesting how R&B soul and hip-hop is now blending, you know, together.
Right, yeah.
I always say it's like peanut butter and jelly. Good together.
Mm-hmm.
It's good without it, but together it's amazing. I love peanut butter and jelly.
You
love peanut butter and jelly?
I totally agree.
Yeah, it's a perfect combination.
I think it's a perfect combination, especially if you find the right flavors that blend well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, chemistry
like
definitely.
You know, it's funny. I'm really hoping that Jace gives me permission to release some of the footage that I took of he and Felicia performing at the Hard Rock last weekend. Hint, hint. I don't know whether he's listening or not. But, you know, because he's the boss man when it comes to Black Stacks. But Phyllis Black wasn't able to perform with them at that particular event. And so it was just Jason Felicia, and it was amazing. I think what I love about it is they have worked together for such a long time. They know how to play off of each other, and then they had clientele, and Monica has played, you know, performed with clientele too up here in Seattle. They had clientele perform behind them. Oh my goodness, Monica, you will die if you ever get to see these videos, because Walter Finch on guitar plays this bluesy sound behind Felicia and Jace, and it's just like amazing. It's just so amazing. And I think that's when it's a true professional, when, you know, you just, it's not necessarily practice. It's just grooving together and making it come together. And one of the things that, you know, I appreciate about you, Monica, witnessed, you know, you did perform with Clientele. You performed with the Tony Lewis Trio. You performed with, you know, O.R. Runga and Clientele and Speakeasy and Plug while you were up here. And so to be able to go from three different bands, you know, and perform, and like with O.R., who's Black Stax, you know, trumpeter, who's traveling and touring with Macklemore right now, you know, I think that speaks volumes too, you know, to be able to, you know, maneuver amongst, you know, different musicians and artists.
I just think that it's seasoned artists, you know what I'm saying? You know, been through a lot of scenarios to where you know that you have to do what you got to do. But, you know, I love Jason, I love Felicia, and, you know, I'm a big fan of hers and Jace Black, Stat Black, all of them. Just very seasonal artists, and they're more than artists, they are creators. You know what I'm saying? They create amazing, amazing things. So it wouldn't surprise me, but I want to see it because I know how I felt Felicia when, you know, sing with Tony Trio and was like, just rock the stage. I love her presence. I love the words she uses. She's so powerful and healing. And, you know, Jason, my bit bro, music brother, and I like his family oriented and his personal values, and he still is the essence of hip hop, you know. And I think that hip hop has to go back to the original essence. Me personally, you know, when family did matter, it wasn't about how many women you had or what kind, how big your rims in your car, or how many girls you call and you hook up with them. Personal, you know, family values. There's nothing better. I mean, the most amazing thing for me is seeing a male, you know, take care of his family, take care of his kids, you know, or put his family first. And we know that Jason's family first and his daughters, and it's like a personal value, and he's loyal to his friends, and he's like a confidant that you can call him and he'll tell you, you know, what he feels, and he's passionate, and he's a the same as Felicia, you know, when I was there and they felt, you know, she felt like I wasn't really taking care of myself, you know, with the water and stuff.
She was being the mama.
As a music sister, listen, you know, this is what you got to do. You know, listen, Monica Monet, this is what you got to do. Once you do this, something else will come to play. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, when you have those type of people around you, there's no I's, it's we's, and we're gonna do this. You know what I'm saying? Because it gets lonely when I is always by itself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're lonely. So I just appreciate Black Stats, and I appreciate Black, you know, just being, you know, when I was there, if you need anything, let me know. You know, I'm right here. It's truly a family. It's truly, you know, I have bad days, you know, conference calls or whatever. I just know Jace Black and Felicia, they got my back and I got their back. And I just can't, you know, words can't speak of how much, you know, respect and love I got for Black Stack. I mean, you two Lady Flavor, but you know what I'm saying?
I understand.
A place in my heart. So pick up the Black Stack then. And I think their journey is already on this next level that people have to realize in Seattle. If Seattle people are listening, you guys have a jewel there, and don't let somebody, you know, shine up your diamonds. Shine your diamonds yourself and let the world see how bright they are, because they will shine. You know what I'm saying? They're amazing. Seattle, Washington knows what they have. You know what I'm saying? They have Black Stats. It's an amazing group.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and you know, and they speak the same way about you too, Monica and Mr. Basic. You know, I think that next time you come to Seattle, you know, we'll be able to hook up, and you'll be able to, you know, meet Black Stax, and you know, you never know, maybe we can, you know, if we have enough time, excuse me, we'll be able, you know, to maybe set up, you know, someplace for you to perform or whatever. Actually, one of the artists that Monica, you know, works with and knows down there in Jacksonville. Well, not, I guess he's not actually in Jacksonville, huh? No, not Halon. Royce Lovett.
Oh, yeah, Royce Lovett, yeah. He's out of Tallahassee, Florida.
Tallahassee, okay. He was just recently up here not that long ago, and he performed at Lucid, and I guess David fell in love with him. And,
oh, yeah,
And you kind of sensed that he would anyhow. But,
yeah.
excuse me, but, you know, so it, you know, we'll definitely have to connect, Mr. Basic, when you come back up here. And, you know, you never know. It's really interesting to me, and I really learned this when I got involved with Stephen Jerome Ferguson and artists that he was working with, how, you know, you really can create from across the internet waves, you know, with other artists. And I never, you know, really, you know, thought about that, how you don't have to be in the same town, you know, and be able to work together, you know, on projects. So, you know, you never know. Mr. Basic and Monica Monet sometime in the future may put a project together.
Definitely, now, yeah. I've heard Black Statue stuff too, and I like this stuff. Erica told me about this stuff, we're like, oh, look at Black Statue. Like, okay, I went online and YouTube and. I can't think of the name of the song that I saw the video for, but I was like, man, this is sick. I like this.
Black Stacks has Spell on You video out, and then they have, you know, Felicia's feature with I Love My Life. And then, of course, they've got several videos with just Jason, Silas Black as Silent Lamb Projects. It's interesting because, you know, they're like separate entities. And then they're collaborative. So all of them can actually perform on their own without each other. And then when they come together, it's kind of like magic. But I tell Jace all the time that you can go to every single Black Stack show, and you may hear the same pieces at the shows, but you will walk away feeling like you experienced something new because they never do it the same way. You know, the way that they play off of each other, it is never the same way, whether it's from the instruments to the DJ they work with to how they're feeling. They play off of each other. They play off of the crowd and stuff. And so a song will never sound the same. And I don't know how many times, even just with I Love My Life, Felicia has sung it differently, you know. And so I really love that about them because they improvise a lot. And that's one of the things, too, that also Monica does. And Monica and I have had this conversation that when you go into the studio, because Monica's paid a lot of money to go into studio because she's a perfectionist when it comes to the final sound of an album project. But, you know, so when you go into the studio, you can do many takes. You know, the engineer and producers can clean up sounds and this and that. To then when you perform live, you don't have a second take. You're just performing, you know, raw and stuff. And so even like with Monica, even though she's got, you know, a set way that she may sing a song, she also plays off the energy of what she's feeling in the moment. And I think that takes, you know, that live experience. Even when you have an opportunity to a whole different level than when you hear an artist sing that perfect sound, you know, on a CD, you know. And so I think there's something definitely to be said when somebody's a performer just beyond, you know, a recording artist, you know. So,
being a performer is something that I need to step up on a little more. I mean, I perform maybe like once or twice, if I'm here and there or whatever. But you know, as far as like on a hip hop tip, because a lot of people out here, if you go to the shows with the rappers, they hop on stage and stand there, and they have like 20,000 people on stage. It's like, I'm not trying to do none of that. I'm trying to go on stage solo and just and just command the crowd and stuff like that. So I'm still learning. I'm still in somewhat of learning stages when it comes to
okay.
the performance side. But I would love to perform now. I would love to perform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that when you get to that point, Mr. Basic, that's when you'll really build a following. I think that when
yeah.
people are able to connect with you in person and they like what it is that you're doing, that's when you really, really gain, you know, fans. And then once you're able to, you know, provide products and this and that, you know, to look out in the audience and see somebody wear your T-shirt or, you know, wave your CD around or, you know, whatever, I think that's got to be an amazing experience. You know, it's just even like, you know, when I, this last weekend at the Hard Rock, you know, even though they're a part of our team, Ebony and Solma, you know, they were wearing Black Stacks T-shirt, and it was pretty cool to just watch them maneuver through the crowd and stuff and just see that Black Stacks, you know, High Rhyme Smoking Jacket T-shirt on them. Zithri,
yeah.
you know, Salim was wearing, you know, a different Black Stacks T-shirt. And, you know, to just see that was a great, great feeling. And so, you know, I got to get me some Flava News T-shirts or something. I was thinking about that the other day. I finally have a Flava News banner, and I'm, like, so excited. I'm like, I want to do an event just to put the banner up, you know.
If you get t-shirts, I'm definitely going to buy one.
Oh, me too. You know I'm going to buy one. What I wanted to tell Mr. Major was that, you know, performing, just do as much as you can. But the best advice that I can give you is when you hit that stage, let it all out. You know, get a ton of vision. You put it all out. When I get to performing, I am tired because I give everything that I got, and people can connect with your heart. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you say,
okay.
you believe that you put it out on the stage and you let it out. You know what I'm saying? Because I have actually, I'm Pentecostal. I have actually caught the Holy Ghost from stage before I'm singing. Only because of the fact I'm listening to the words that I'm saying. I'm not just singing, I am healing. You know what I'm saying? Even myself. So just by listening to your words are very powerful. They're positive. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just let it out and just know that. Take it, you know, the Grand Canyon was not formed overnight. It took years and years for water to form it, thousands of years. So if you put it in our terms, is that, okay, you may not have this yet, but give yourself a goal time to get it, because I know like a lot of stuff that I need to get better on as well. So we grow every day as artists, but you'll be great on the stage if you put your heart first. You know, if you do what other people think you should do or how you should do it, then no. Most people that just break out of nowhere is the people who do it from the heart or that gut feeling. Well, the heart is a gut feeling. So just let it out.
No, I appreciate that. I'm taking all that in, too. I'm taking all that in.
Yeah, I think, and Monica's really good. I mean, she's a veteran. She's seasoned at this. You know, she's been doing it for many, many years. And she's performed in different type of venues, from festivals to, you know, small clubs to large clubs, you know, and traveled to other states and, you know, and all of that, you know, and so she's definitely a good person. And she puts on a great show. I mean, she's not only a singer-songwriter, an artist in her own right, she really is a true performer, you know. I mean, she thinks the whole thing through from what she's going to wear and, you know, and it's not like she goes on stage and says, this is how I'm going to move and dance. She just goes with what it is that she's feeling. And I think that she's right. That's what I was saying about Black Stacks, too. Of course, they're seasoned at this also individually and as a collective. And they go with how they're feeling in the moment. It's not like, what do you call it? You know, like it's not mechanical. It's not like going out and I need to sound this certain way and I need to move this certain way at this certain point. It's going with the flow. And I think that when you can really connect with people And they when because
yeah.
people can feel your passion for what you're doing. They can feel your energy.
Yeah.
And if you can grab into their soul and pull them into that moment with you, that's when you really, really gain fans and people start paying attention. And I think that's something not everybody can do. You know, like you say, you know, people get on the stage with hype men and this and that, you know, and they're bouncing all over the place, and it's like, really, what? The other thing, when it comes to hip-hop, you know, sometimes it's really not the MC, it's more so the beat maker, you know, because
yeah.
if the beat maker's good and they get you bobbing the head, they're not even paying attention to your words, you know, so
yeah.
when it comes to hip-hop, you got to be able to pull it all in together, and I think there's maybe in some ways a little bit more work. Also, I think that there's a whole bunch of people trying to be hip-hop artists. You know, and so you
yeah.
need to create your way of standing out, you know. But I think that when once you really, really connect with people, that's when, you know, they'll stop and pay attention. And that's not an easy thing to do. But, you know, if it's something that you really, really love and you believe in and you feel, you know, you can get people to do it. And like Monica says, just get out there and just give it your all. You know, you'll walk off the stage drained, but I bet you'll walk off the stage, you know, with some people, you know, really digging what they experienced out of you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking for that particular, right now, I'm working on my next project right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for those particular songs that I know that I can just perform, that sound real good, I can just perform on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, set it up that way. I mean, because I have a lot of songs, but I'm looking for that certain song, like, okay, I'm putting this on,
mm-hmm.
and I can just kick back, flip through the CD, have the DJ flip through the CD or whatever, and
mm-hmm.
and I can just perform whatever song, you know, and do it like that. Like, this next album, I'm kind of looking for more performing-type songs. Like,
okay.
the album I just dropped, like, it got good feedback on it, but when I think about it performing-wise, like, a couple of issues occurred where it's like, some of the people I feature with, like, they're not willing to perform. I'm like, really? Like people like that song, too.
It's
the whole part. And it's like, oh, geez, everybody likes this song. So I'm thinking, well, what if I do, like, a little mesh-up and just perform all my solo parts, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a thing like that. But now I'm just like, you know what? The next time, I'm going to do it a certain way. And that way I don't have to worry about other people or whatever. I can just really kick back and just perform my own stuff, and it's all me. So,
you know, that's an interesting point. I never really thought about that. You know, if there's a piece that you do with other people, how do you perform that live if those people aren't there with you? I mean, of course, you could record it where you omit your particular piece and they're in the recording, but, you know, it doesn't give the same feel.
No.
You know, and so, you know, I totally hear you, you know, on that. So it's just like, you know, Monica has a piece called Teach Me that she did with an artist out of Atlanta whose name is Jaws of Life. And, you know, they worked on it from separate locations, but then they actually came together and performed it live, you know, down there in Florida. To then, you know, another artist she worked with, Halon Keith, you know, and they have a piece called Love. And, you know, they performed it live together, and it was amazing from what I understand, you know. And so that
yeah.
is something to really, really think about when you collab on a piece, you know, that you may want to perform live, you know, in person and not be able to have those artists present. So I never thought about that. So that's a good point. That's something to really think on.
Yeah, because having, you know, a quarter of the song, yeah, like you said, it's not going to be effective versus having a whole
right.
song, you know, especially, you know, because a lot, like, there's some songs that people like a lot, and it's like, well, I don't know. I'm like, well, my hands are thrown up. Like, you know, I can't do nothing about it. So, yeah, this album was kind of like a learning lesson for me on tips like that. And I'm like, okay, well, now I know what to do for the next one. So now
sure, there you
I'm
go.
Going, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
no,
find
I
want to ask to perform.
And I think that projects will be like that, where they can be really, really great, but then you sit back and you think about it after fact, and you realize what necessarily didn't go as well, and you learn from that, and you grow, you know. And Monica and I
yeah.
talk about this all the time. If we don't go through certain things, we don't really know, you know.
Right.
And so you know, because she and I are pretty good at, like, thinking things through, how we want it to all to come together, and then we're like, that really didn't, you know, didn't do what we thought that it would do. And so I think this whole thing is a learning experience, you know, and we never stop learning and growing. And that's one thing that I think is beautiful about, you know, being creative people is that you don't have to take a certain path. You know, you can take all kinds of detours, you know, to get to the end result. So I want to put this question out to both of you, because I'm thinking about doing an artist roundtable pretty soon. And it's a show, Mr. Basic, you're probably not aware of, that I've done in the past, where I'll put a topic on the table and invite people to call in to discuss a particular topic. Kind of like what we've been doing today, you know, but it's more so, you know, really, really targeting something. And something that I experienced last weekend is a topic that I want to put on the table. And it really, really bothered me. I will not put the artist's name out there, but it's something that I found really, really interesting in how you connect with people in the industry. And I think that connections are really, really important, and how you interact with each other is really, really important. I realize that you don't have to necessarily be friends, but there's a way of having respect for each other and being able to work honestly together, you know, on a business level. And so I experienced a situation over a period of time with a particular artist where I wouldn't say we've ever really, really connected. And, you know, we're Facebook friends and all of that, to the point of, you know, she's come out to a show, not interacted or even let me know that she was there, didn't stay, you know, and, you know, to then again reaching out and, you know, wanting connections. That I have to then, you know, being at an event and not even speaking to me. And it was really disturbing to me. And I decided that I do want to address it. Again, I won't put the artist's name out there, but I think how you interact with people is really important, you know, how you connect. And when I decided to create the Flavor News Movement, it's not about me, it's about us. It's about the we, you know. My sister out there in Washington, D.C., she says we are greater than I. And I think together we can do so much more than, like Monica was talking about, being on our own. And I think when you come together sincerely, like how you, Monica, and you, Mr. Basic, you know, have interacted with me, not only on the show today, but, you know, throughout our connections, has always been so respectful. And when you're kind to people, it's a little bit easier to step up and want to support, you know, especially when you believe in the art and the talent, and then the connection feels good. Again, I'm not saying that people have to be friends, but I think that there is a way of connecting with people that just says, yeah, you know, hey, I want to help you. I'll give you this information. I'll play your music, you know, or whatever. And it really bothered me, you know, that this particular person, you know, reached out to me privately for a connection, an East Coast connection, and then didn't speak to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what are your thoughts on how you connect with people in the industry?
I mean, I agree with you on the part that you don't have to be bosom buddies, but there is a form of respect. You know what I'm saying? And that I just feel like if a person look at it like, if I'm going to make a connection, And I look at it like I got to eat and you got to eat. That forms a bond. I don't have to talk to you every day, but I know when we get together, we got a common goal and we go get the goal. Now, I don't know the artist you're talking about, but anytime anyone does that, whether it's business, friendship, or just an associate, if someone speaks to you on Monday, then on Wednesday they pass by you like they don't know you. I don't know whether it's business or on personal terms that people will continue to deal with that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wouldn't agree on that because you have to build a rapport with anyone. You know, like the show that I just did last night, it wasn't my rate that I usually charge, but since it's my first time working with that promoter, I can advise her, I want you to eat, but I got to eat too. So I'm not going to knock your head off and like I'm the only person that needs to get paid for that night, because I understand that everyone has to feed, you know. But I do have a form of respect that she paid me what she advised she would pay me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She got my room. She advised that she would get my room. You know, so that was a common bond. You got what you needed for your show, and I got what I needed to perform my show. But no, would I talk to her tomorrow? No. Next day, probably not. But if she have another show, and she can be like, well, she came on time the way that she said that she was, and I would book Monica Monet again, and I would be like, well, she paid me like she said she was, and she did this what
mm-hmm.
she said she was. And then I would let her book me because
right.
But a lot of people don't understand, if you deal with shady promoters and you deal with these people promise you one thing and do another thing, as an artist in my life, I feel like I don't need that. You know, I'm not singing because I just need to sing. You know, I take it seriously. You know what I'm saying? If I come to you and you promise me this, but you pay me $200 less, sir, that's not good business terms. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That name and get out. I mean, pay me. You know, you just do what you say you're going to do, and I understand what you're saying. And I guess, you know, I go on. To make a long story short, is that whether it's business terms, friendship, personal, or associate, if I see you on Monday and you speak to me and everything's fine, Wednesday you ignore me, Thursday you speak, Friday you don't, I don't need that type of conflict in my life. You know, you choose your battles, and that'd be one battle I would not even second guess of choosing.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, you know, because some, you know, a conversation that I've had, you know, over a while, sometimes I think artists look at internet radio as being the stepchild of radio. And the bottom line is, so, you know, we're really limited when it comes to mainstream radio. And when it comes to underground independent artists, on top of that, you're really, really limited as to who's going to play your music on the air. So internet radio is your best resource to be heard. And the thing is that Flavor News Radio is heard around the world. It's not just heard here in Seattle, Washington. It's heard across the United States. I mean, through internet radio is how I met Monica Monet, you know, because I heard her on another radio station. And I was like, oh, my God, you know, I love this song. I love what she's saying. You know, and I reached out to Monica, and that's how we got connected. And I think you really need to think that through. Who's really supporting you and who's really playing your music? And the other thing is that you never know who's going to listen to the radio station and who's going to step up. And that's when I talk about you never know who's paying attention, because I've had interesting people reach out to me, you know, who listen to my radio shows. And I didn't know it, because you can listen to these shows and be anonymous. And the hits that I get to my shows are just outrageous. And I had no idea in 2009 when I started doing radio that it would grow into this and that I would really fall in love with doing radio. And, I mean, it's just like after I guess it was the last Breaking BS, somebody in Australia reached out to me and says, I love that song, Power of the Mic. You know, and you just don't know who's going to pay attention to. Then, you know, one day there's a major hip-hop producer in California, you know, who's worked with Snoop Dogg and all of them, you know, who was listening to my show and reached out and wanted to partner on a project with me. You know, so you don't know who's paying attention, you know, when it comes to this. So I think that there are artists out there that think that they're better than or something. And I don't know. It's just interesting to me when there can be an absolutely amazing talent and they, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's kind of like what I do in sitting back and watching. Don't see a value in what it is that I do. And then out of nowhere, reach out, you know, and want to connect. And it's so funny because this past week I got several private messages since I've been sick, and clearly these people weren't even aware I was sick, you know, because they didn't even ask about my health. And if you follow me, you know that I'm sick. And then they wanted, you know, Flav, do you know somebody who does this and that? You know, hey, Lady Flav, can you support this? And they've never connected with me on a level where they could ask for that favor. You know what I mean?
It sounds like they're trying to eat off your plate. That's what it sounds like, too.
But they don't want to be involved with what I'm doing. I don't know if I'm explaining my concerns right. You know, it's not like, hey, Lady Flava, could you play my music on Flava News Radio? No, that's not ever been said. You know what I mean? Or an artist saying, hey, I'm going to join the Flava News movement. I'm going to join. I want to be a part of it. And then they don't. You know? But then all of a sudden they want a hookup, you know? And I'm like, you know, I'm just a little bit floored by some artists. And so I decided that I think that I want to do an artist roundtable and just kind of discuss this, because I just think it's wrong. I think it's wrong to reach out. You know, we're all trying to get to a certain place. I'm not an artist. I'm here to support artists. And in the years, through my hard work and due diligence, I've gained a reputation. I've branded myself pretty well. And I have connections, you know, and resources. And it's like, who should benefit from my growth? You know what I mean? And so for somebody to reach out to me and want to benefit who isn't involved with me, I don't know if that makes sense, but it just, it feels like, be connected if you want to gain and benefit from a connection. You know what I mean? Well, so
I told you about business is building rapport. My battery is going to go off later, Flavor. So
okay.
My phone just cut off because of my battery. But
okay.
I wanted to say one thing where a lot of artists may not realize is that when you're pushing for landline radio that is basically controlled by Clear Channel, most of them it's harder to get on. But you have to look at the frequencies. After you go out so many miles on that particular radio station, you can't hear your music. So the thing about that radio is that it's heard around the world. Everybody hear it at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the industry already knows that internet radio is going to take over. If not, you won't have the popularity of hearing of different stations. So for artists, even like Blog Talk Radio all kinds are not reaching themselves, and they're not doing their research, basically. So this is where you want to be on online radio, because it's world rounded. It's not just particular frequency. You might be in a radio station. Played in Atlanta. You on Flavor News. You played in Atlanta, Jamaica. You know what I'm saying? England.
Yeah.
It's more rounded. But my phone is going to go off, and I'm going to have to go.
Okay. Thank
but
you so
I
much, Monica,
you.
For calling in.
Thank you. Love you, and nice meeting
love
you.
Love you, too.
Okay.
You
talk
too.
To you guys later.
Nice meeting you. Bye. All
righty.
Take care.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So anyway, you know, I was just thinking that it's been a while since I've done a artist roundtable show. And it generally, it's always around a topic when it comes to artists. You know, what it is that you need to, you know, be paid attention to gain support of fans and consumers, whatever. But I think that I really, really want to talk about, you know, Mr. Basic, how you really connect with people and what does that look like. Because I think that when you can gain a respect, you know, from a connection, then people are willing to work, you know, harder. You know, because at this point, most underground independent artists don't have a lot of money to pay, right?
Yeah.
To gain support. So you have to build it off of relationships. It's kind of like what Monica was talking about and I was talking about with you. When you perform, you want to connect with your audience. Even if you've
right.
never talked to those people that are out there in the audience, you need to bring them in to the point that they feel like they are personally connected to you in that moment. I think when it comes
yeah.
to building relationships in the industry, it's in a sense the same thing. You know, there are
yeah.
people that I show support to online a lot because I want their support in return. And in being, you know, consistent in my support to them, in return, some of them have definitely turned around and shown support to me. And that's how you build connections, you know, and that's how you get people, you know, to do things. It's about who you know, in this industry a lot of times, not just your talent, you know, that can take you to the next level. It's in who you know. And so I've spent a lot of time sitting back and paying attention to who has taken it to the next level, who is living off of what they do and things. And so, you know, when people like you, they will share information with you. They will share connections with you when they like you, you know. And when you start giving connections out, in a sense, you are saying, I put my name on this person that I'm giving your information to. And so the last thing you want is to give a hookup to somebody and it turns out to be bad, because it may come back on you as making a bad connection for somebody. You know, and so
right.
there's so many things that go into play. And so when I experienced this with this particular artist, it really bothered me, you know. And I felt like
yeah.
I needed to address it somehow, because so many times we experience things in life and we don't speak up about it. But we'll sit there and have private conversations about it, right? But it never resolves the concern. And so, for me, that's why I post a lot of the things that I post out there, because I think that certain subjects need to be addressed. Whether you join in on a post that I have posted, or it just makes you think about it, that's really why I post a lot of times, is because I want you to think, you know. And
I like that too. That you do
you
that.
Know,
I like that.
Because I think that sometimes we just have to stop. We get so full of ourselves, and me too, you know, because just as you as an artist are trying to gain, you know, a position out there for people to pay attention, I am too. Because the more people's eyes that are on me and what I'm doing as the artist cheerleader and as Lady Flava and Flava News and Flava News Radio and da-da-da, the more opportunities it opens up for you to be paid attention to, because, you know that I support unknown underground independent artists. And so, you know, it's a competition in some ways. It's about creating a relationship. It's creating a brand. It's creating, you know, a public figure that people connect with. I mean, you and I have not met. We will meet for sure. You know, since you come
yeah.
to Seattle a lot, you know. But, I mean, many times we don't meet the people we connect with online in person. There are several people mm-hmm. I've not met yet here in Seattle that I'm connected with online, you know. So it's all about perception and how we feel a person is. And so, I think that I'm going to sometime in the near future set up an artist roundtable and invite people to come and talk about, you know, how do you connect in this industry to really, really make things work, and
gotta,
see if we can get. Go ahead.
The phone thing's kind of weird on my end, but You gotta definitely connect and be fair and equal about everything. I mean, the people I've connected with in the past, like a lot of them were about themselves. Mm. So like, you know, I'm like, so like it's like, oh, I'm doing this, doing that, doing whatever, and I'm like, oh, cool, I support it, so I support it and everything. But now that I'm doing something, the minute I'm doing something, they're like, oh, it's like, okay, and that's it's whatever. It's like,
right.
Oh, are you threatened or something? Why would you be threatened? Or I don't know what it is. You know, it's like you can't, it has, like you said, it has to go, you know, on both sides, be fair on both sides, like you're saying. And I ran into a lot of artists, they want you to support everything they do, every second, vote for me on here or like this YouTube video or whatever the case may be, but you know, when I put something out, they're like, hey, you know, one little thing, it's like, hey, can you support this one little thing?
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't support it. And it's like, really?
Right. Right. Crazy. That's interesting, too. Right. A conversation that's been had a lot here in Seattle especially is people showing up to an event wanting to get in free than to pay, you know, a small amount with, you know, because most shows are between $5 and $10. You know, to get into, and then they have an event, and and either don't allow you in free, or you do decide, you know, to pay. And I mean, the bottom line is everything costs money. I don't care what anybody says. When it comes to art, everything costs money, whether it's us being on phones right now to having internet access, to having the tools to even have internet access, it all costs money. None of this is free. To be a recording artist, you need tools to be able to record. You need tools to be able to make beats and music and, clear and master and mix. You know, and so none of this is free, and think about the time that you put into writing the lyrics and creating the flow and recording. You know, my business mentor, she's not an artist, she's like, your time is worth money. And when it comes to people in business, they know that they can place a value on time. And I think that people, you know, don't think about that, you know, very often when it comes to art. And so I value those things. You know, I value my own time and energy that I put into something. I'm trying to build something, you know, and for me to build on it just like an artist, it takes revenue, you know, to build a movement, you know, and how to figure out how to build a movement where people respect that and want to be a part of it. That's a challenge, too. That's something I've been thinking through also, you know, how I do this. You know, again, my business mentor is like, you know, if you keep working with struggling artists, you're going to keep struggling. You know, she's like, Susan, you need to work with those artists that you can provide that same service to that can pay you. And then you can reach back and pull up those struggling artists that you really, really believe in. And it's, you know, and I totally hear what it is that she's saying, you know, but at the same time, it's like, there's got to be a way, you know, to build a movement and make this work. You know, my goal and dream is to be able to, be able to provide some better services and tools to artists, you know, that I believe in working with, you know, to be able to help them go to the next level, because I have those connections, and how do you put it all together and make it make sense, and who should benefit from the connections that I have and opportunities that I can provide because of who I've established relationships with around the United States and even, you know, off into Europe and Africa. And so, it's just interesting, you know, how you grow all of this and how you make it work and how you pull it all together and connect the dots. And, you know, I think the bottom line is sincerity goes a long way. respect goes a long way, you know, when it comes to this, because there's not much money out there to work with. And so how do we pull it all together and make moves when there isn't revenue to work with? Also, you and I know people will find the money to spend on what it is that they put a priority on, whether it's that beer and wine. Okay, today is 420, so we know what that represents. You know, that doesn't come free, right? And so, you know, people will find the money to put into what it is that they deem to be a priority at that moment. And so I know as an artist. I'm sorry, go ahead.
My rule that I always live by, somebody told me a long, long time ago as a kid, you pay to play. That's just it, you know. If you can't pay, then don't play, you know, as simple as that. That's how I live, you know. So, you know, somebody tells me about something, like, okay, you know, if I can support it, I'm definitely going to support it. And if I can't support it right now, I will support it later, you know. Something like that. So as far as, like, you know, shows and stuff, it's like, yeah, I would love to go to people's shows and stuff, you know. But at the same time, like you're saying, if they're a person that's kind of selfish or whatever and kind of about more about themselves, then I'm not going to support that show. I was like, no. Not with that attitude.
Yeah, definitely. So I think that, you know, I think that people should really pay attention a little bit more. Sit back and watch, you know.
Yeah.
If you sit back and you're just quiet and you watch for a little while, you can kind of sense who a person is, you know. And, you know, even if you're not in the same state, you can sense who they are, who they're connected to, how they maneuver, you know, the internet, who pays attention to them, you know. And, you know, if they're really doing something, you'll be able to Google them, you know, and check them out and see what it is that they're creating out there, you know, to know if you really want to connect. The other thing is that you need to know that you have something to bring to the table too. And you should always want to go into a relationship with a win-win. There's got to be a benefit on both sides, even if that benefit is a good feeling. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It may not be the exchange of money or whatever, but there needs to be a good feeling about the connection. And I think that's just really, really important when it comes to what it is that we're doing. And so, you know, we've actually come to the end of the show, Mr. Basic. I'm really glad that you called in. I really appreciate, you know, the dialogue with you and Monica Monet. Didn't play so much music today, but that's okay. You just never know, you know, what's going to happen at the coffee house. And I value shows like this because I think that what was discussed today was really, really important. And I appreciate you, you know, sharing your thoughts on some of the topics that I threw out there. So please stay connected. And I'm getting better and healthier. And so the next time you come to Seattle, I will make sure that you get to meet me. We sit down and that you get to meet, if nothing, and nobody else, that you'll be able to meet JC Cage from Black Stacks in person.
Right.
And, you know, let's see how we connect. And you never know, you and Monica Monet may do a project here in the near future. And I know, like I said, Erica Reed, your friend, and my family, you know, we're in talks about Monica and Black Stacks coming to the Bay Area sometime in the future. And so you just never know, you know, we'll be definitely hooking up.
Definitely. And I appreciate everything you've done, you know, helping me out and stuff too. I really appreciate that and everything.
But, you know, I'm going to say this. I do love your talent. And Monica, you know, it really kind of defined why what it is that you're doing is good. But the way that you approached me and the respect and support that you've shown to me, Mr. Basic, really speaks volumes for me. That's really a big deal. And so when it comes to that, when you have a great talent as what you have, and that you're working on, the personality speaks volumes for me. And so I respect and appreciate you very, very much.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Definitely.
Well, darling, I am
going to... Likewise.
But thank you again so much for participating in today's show. And I'm going to play a track by Royce Lovett, who I was talking about was up here recently from Tallahassee, Florida. And I want to thank everybody who listened to the show live, to those that come back and check out the archives. Flavor Coffee House is the most popular show that I do here on Blog Talk Radio. So I love the support and appreciate the support. So I'm going to close out with Perfume by Royce Lovett. Take care. God bless. Have a great, great Saturday.
Bottle of love.